1400 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Michael Cohen's due back on the witness stand tomorrow in the criminal hush money trial of former President Trump. Prosecutors used him to try to link previous testimony evidence to argue Mr. Trump knew and approved of it all. After court, the defendant.
School politics is nothing illegal. A lot of people say that. They're all saying that. The only person who won't say it is the judge because it's a rigged deal. He's conflicted.
Explosions broke apart the last big chunk of the collapsed Baltimore Highway Bridge today, uncovering the container ship underneath. Federal coordinator Captain David O'Connell.
They'll be removing water from the ship to make it lighter in preparation for it to be moved in the next couple of days.
Closed for repairs, a runway at Houston's Hobby Airport. Severe damage was done by a lightning bolt. Arriving in Ukraine's capital, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, as a Russian offensive gains ground. This is ABC News. A 16-year-old is charged with terrorizing and two counts of a weapons charge after he walked into St. Mary Magdalene Catholic Church in Abbeville, Louisiana, Saturday, during a first Holy Communion Mass for children.
The church says he opened a back door, parishioners confronting him quickly and calling police. As officers raced to the scene, panic erupting in the church, parents fleeing with their children.
Calm down and just get next to your child and go slowly.
Clergy crouching behind the altar. Authorities say there were no injuries reported and that 16-year-old suspect arrested, taken to a mental health facility for evaluation.
ABC's Mariah Varial. Rescuers are searching through the night for survivors in Mumbai, India, after a huge billboard fell on houses and a gas station during a rainstorm with very gusty winds. At least four people dead, over 60 are injured. Dozens are still believed to be trapped under the rubble. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Mino and the mayor.
Did you see the dumbest thing I did? Catherine, who we just love here, she runs the whole company pretty much. She brought like Blues Brothers glasses. So she wanted us all to walk in together wearing the black glasses. So we're sitting in the thing and I'm reading the program. Reach my glasses where I always carry it, put them on. It's like, holy crap, they dropped the lights. Now I can't read anything. So I take them off and put my sunglasses on. How dumb is that?
Mino and the mayor, weekday morning 6 until 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Canadian wildfire smoke is back. That's why skies were hazy over Wisconsin Monday. Air quality alerts were issued for several counties. The Department of Natural Resources says small particles may make air unhealthy for some people, especially the very young, the very old, and people with heart or lung conditions. Most rural voters favor economic policies that lower costs and raise incomes for the working class. Patrick Toomey helped conduct a new poll for Breakthrough Campaigns.
Just cutting taxes and getting rid of regulations is not going to do the most to help me in this economy.
The poll shows rural voters agree with many Democratic policy positions, but think Republicans are doing more for working people. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Pirates clip the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game one of a three-game series at AmFam Field. Pittsburgh jumping out to an early lead. The Brewers came back with a dramatic grand slam home run in the eighth from Jake Bowers, but the Pirates held on to beat the Brewers 8-6. The Pirates starter, Mitch Keller, keeping the Brewers in check for six innings. Manager Pat Murphy after the loss.
I love our team, huh? Yeah, I love them. You know, the way they battle, that's just it's a sign of, you know, we did a lot of things not so good, but we had an opportunity to win the game. And obviously, you know, that Keller pitched. I think he all the attention on the other two guys. I think he stepped up tonight. He pitched great, man. I've seen him do this before, but Keller was great. Ball was taken off. He was in total command. It's pretty special.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. The two teams go at it again Tuesday night with sports from American Family Field in Milwaukee. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms, then mostly cloudy and lows in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds and highs in the mid-60s. For Wednesday, sunshine and near 70. Then shower chances return Wednesday night and Thursday. Currently 57 degrees.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On the next show, award-winning author and journalist David Marinus will join us.
And then the real mayor of Green Bay, Eric Gingrich, will stop by and fill us in on his trip to Detroit for the NFL draft. Don't miss it.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9. Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, it's a brand new week. Happy Monday. We got a lot to talk about today. In the first hour, Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal will be here with us for the entire first hour, taking your calls in a National Progressive Town Hall meeting. The telephone number, 202-808-9925, if you'd like to ask her questions or share anything with her. In the second hour of our program, I want to get into this question. Is private equity as dangerous to your dog as Kristi Noem is? Just a kind of a news summary, Donald Trump, a judge that he appointed, has blocked the Biden administration from capping credit card fees. Also, is Donald Trump guilty of double dipping on tax breaks? And another handmaiden tale looming, a federal registry for pregnant women? I'll tell you all about that at the top of the second hour of our program. Also, a crazy alert. The French government now says Kristi Noem lied about canceling a meeting with Macron. And in the third hour of our program, Sabrina Hake is going to drop by talking about how our falling IQ is showing up in the polls and might be related to screens. It's some really interesting research. We'll talk about that. But to start out our program today and for the entire first hour, we have a progressive town hall with Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal. She represents the 7th District of Washington State. She's the chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, the senior whip of the Democratic Caucus, a ranking member on the Immigration Subcommittee. Jayapal, J-A-Y-A-P-A-L .house.gov is her website. Rep Jayapal is her official Twitter handle, or X, or whatever it is. Representative Jayapal, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Tom. It's great to be with you. Always love being with you, and glad we have an hour.
Thank you. Yes, me too. It's very considerate of you to share this hour with us. I know our listeners love it. I just had a couple quick questions for you. The first is your sister is running for Congress down here in where I live. I think she's running to replace Errol Blumenauer. Correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm seeing.
That's correct.
Yeah, and he's my congressman. She's just getting savaged on television right now by this dark money group that nobody can figure out who it is. It looks like it's AIPAC money. What do you know about this? What's going on?
I know a lot about it. My sister, Sushila Jayapal, was a Multnomah County Commissioner for several years. She had to step down to be able to run for this seat. She has been the front runner in terms of campaign fundraising. She does not take any corporate PAC money. She's the only one of the three, the main three candidates that doesn't take corporate PAC money. She has an incredible list of endorsements, community leaders from every different walk of life that you can imagine, union endorsements, legislators, etc. She was the front runner in the race, Tom. And then about a week and a half ago, the first super PAC came in. This is dark. When I say dark, for those who don't know, it's unaccountable money. You don't have to say where it's coming from. It's coming definitively from outside of the state. And they put in a buy for, at that time, it was like $1.2 million. Now, since then, there's another super PAC that's come in as well called Voters for a Responsive Government. They have put in, between the two PACs, now almost $4 million to buy this race in Oregon's 3rd Congressional District. And to keep my sister, who is endorsed by Bernie Sanders, of course endorsed by me, endorsed by every single climate group that has endorsed in the race, has endorsed Sushila. She is the bold progressive in the race, and these people don't want her there, primarily because of her position on ceasefire and Gaza, and unfortunately tied, of course, to the idea that they would have another progressive Jayapal in Congress. You can imagine we call ourselves double good trouble, but they really don't want that. And so they are putting in these ads to attack her outside dark money. And what the campaign has figured out with some research is that this money is coming from AIPAC, so sort of the anti-ceasefire, pro-Israel lobby. But many of the donors are Trump donors, Republican donors, people who have contributed to Donald Trump and to other big Republicans. This money is all mixed in with that group. So I am just hoping that your listeners that are in the district know what is happening and reject this big dark outside money and come in and vote for Sushila. But it is tough. She is getting savaged on broadcast. She's getting savaged in mail with things that are just not true. And it's a painful thing to watch people try to buy a democracy. You know,
yeah, I'm getting one of these, 6x10-inch postcards, giant full-color postcards every day, trash-talking her as well. Is there strategy to just, dirty her up enough or weaken her enough that a corporate Democrat could win, or is there strategy
exactly? They've been attacking her and then boosting another candidate named Maxine Dexter.
Oh yeah, and they're running ads saying that she's the most progressive candidate. That's that I've seen.
Yeah, she's trying to run as a progressive, but she takes corporate PAC money. She has taken this money from, Republican donors. She just did a fundraiser, and Ryan Grimm at The Intercept has done a number of pieces on this race because it's slipping under the radar. But they're trying to boost Maxine, who will be forever indebted to AIPAC, let me just say, and to these Trump donors. So I don't know what that means for Oregon's third. You know, Earl's been such a fantastic partner with me in the Progressive Caucus. And has also been terrific on the issue of Gaza, as well as all Medicare for All, the same positions that my sister holds. That is not the same position. Those are not the same positions that Maxine holds.
Yeah, this is a very blue district. Whoever wins the Democratic primary is, 99% probability going to be the member of Congress. Amazing. Yeah. The other quick question I had for you, the op-ed that I published today over at HartmanReport.com is about how private equity is basically strangling America. One-fifth of our economy is now in their hands. You are one of the co-sponsors of a piece of legislation to regulate private equity. I'm just curious your thoughts on that and where that's at.
Yeah, we have been really ringing the alarm bells on this. So I do have a number of pieces of legislation, one around private equity in the healthcare space called the HOT Act. We've been trying to make it bipartisan. I believe we have one Republican co-sponsor on there because it, of course, affects rural areas when private equity comes in and buys up a healthcare facility and then shuts it down, essentially, is what we've been seeing. We've also been, in addition to legislation, we've been ringing the alarm bells with the FTC. And so the FTC has taken some steps now on private equity. Lena Khan has had some very good initial investigations into this. And so that has also been another strategy of ours. Frankly, Tom, private equity is coming into every single market. It's coming into the housing market as well. And you may have seen that the DOJ undertook an investigation to essentially shut down one of the tech entities, AI entities, that was essentially boosting the rental prices. And everybody would then pick up that rental price And, as a result, you priced everyone out of the market, and you boosted profits for private equity. So it is an issue everywhere. So we're trying to also do some transparency work around private equity in any sphere, and hopefully we'll be successful. But certainly in healthcare, we're seeing the effects of practices shutting down because they're trying to make them profitable instead of taking care of patients, consolidation, staff, the wages and benefits and working conditions get worse in private equity. And so this has been a real problem. Yeah. And we're hoping we can quickly ring the alarm bells to get enough people to pass legislation on it.
I get it. We're going to hit a break in just a second, and then we'll pick up all our calls here. But usually when you or when another member of Congress comes on, my first question is there anything you want us to know about before we start? And I forgot to ask that. Is there anything on your mind or anything in particular that you would wanted to say before we get started?
Well, probably the thing that's two things that are on my mind are we got to win the election in November because these people, we cannot afford to have Donald Trump in office. And of course, I've been doing a lot of work on the war on Gaza. So I'm sure there'll be people that ask questions about that. I was with the president this weekend in Seattle. We did talk about it again. I appreciate and commend the fact that he took an unprecedented step last week in holding back 2,000-pound bombs that were being sent to Israel. He held back that shipment. He said that there's a red line if Israel goes in with a full-scale invasion in Rafah. So we can talk more about that, but that's occupying a lot of my mind.
Okay.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's 16 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with your calls for Representative Pramila Jayapal, Chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. I love summer vacations, but not scratchy hot hotel sheets. So I totally get it that some people take their buttery soft cozy earth bedding with them to elevate their summer getaways to the highest level of comfort. You can have a soothing, blissful sleep at home or away by visiting CozyEarth.com now. Use my exclusive code TOM, T-H-O-M, to save 35% at checkout. Cozy Earth sheets are made with viscose from bamboo, famous for its temperature-regulating qualities. Seriously, Cozy Earth's cool, decadent softness surpasses even the finest resort sheets. Got a long flight coming up? Temperature regulating Cozy Earth bamboo joggers and a pullover crew will keep you comfy and stylish at 30,000 feet. So whether you're summering somewhere exotic or at home, Cozy Earth can turn every waking and sleeping moment into pure luxurious bliss. Just use my code TOM, T-H-O-M, at CozyEarth.com now for an exclusive 35% off. That's code TOM for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Bon voyage.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Hey, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. All right, we have all had that moment where it is hard to resist an impulse purchase. Last year, I bought this heart-shaped waffle maker because I was like, won't that make Saturday morning so much fun? Well, it turns out when you don't use the darn thing, you don't have that much fun. So here are two ideas to help all of us cut back on spur-of-the-moment spending. First, unfollow your favorite brands on social media. Last year, companies spent $68 billion advertising to us on social media. They know that stuff works. And second, make a wish list. I love this. I keep mine in the notes section on my phone. When I see something in a store or online, and I didn't have a plan to buy it, but I really want it, I put it on my wish list, and if I still want it a week later, I check my budget and I see if I can afford it. Somehow, I don't think the waffle maker would have made the cut. For more tips on spending less and making more, head on over to workmoney.org. Take good care.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you hear a siren, it could be a response for help after a fall. Oshkosh Fire Chief Mike Stanley says it's the number one reason for calls to his department.
Much more significantly than we respond to fires, to heart attacks, car accidents, you know, traumatic injuries. You know, we're going on fall calls, you know, more often than not.
Stanley hopes a new partnership with the company behind a free balance training app, Nimble, NYMBL, can help seniors avoid falls by improving balance with exercises from the app.
I can do this from my home. I can do this from my living room, you know, so that I don't have to worry about securing a ride to go somewhere.
Look for more information going out with water bills across Oshkosh this month. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
So, your business was humming, but now you're falling behind. Your teams are buried in manual work, taking forever to close the books. If this is you, you should know these three numbers: 37,000, 25, and 1. 37,000, that's the number of businesses which have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle. 25. NetSuite turns 25 this year. That's 25 years of helping businesses do more with less, close their books in days, not weeks, and drive down costs. And one, because your business is one of a kind. You get a customized solution for all your KPIs in one efficient system with one source of truth. Manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. Everything you need to grow, all in one place. Right now, download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance absolutely free at netsuite.com/Hartman. That's H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N. That's netsuite.com/Hartman with two N's to get your own KPI checklist. netsuite.com/Hartman. Welcome back. Representative Pramila Jayapal, chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, taking your calls for the hour. Holly in Santa Fe, New Mexico, you are on the air with Representative Jayapal.
Oh, well, thank you. It's an honor to talk to you, both of you. I have a question about the ERA. I just found out that I just want to ask you if you will support getting the ERA certified by being published in the Federal Register. So it has not been, that has not happened, even though it has been ratified by the required number of states. So Congress has to act on this. It was 4 years ago, all these, you know, the required number of states ratified the ERA. And there's a website, equalrightsamendment.org. So I just want to know what you can do, please, to get this certified and published in the Federal Register, because it'll make a tremendous difference for, what, 52% of the population?
Right. Thank you, Holly.
Yeah, Holly, no question. I've been a huge supporter of the ERA. I've worked with my friend Gloria Steinem on this. We passed it in the House, as you may know, but it did not get passed in the Senate. And so this is the challenge that we have. It is absolutely a critical piece of legislation, but we have to be able to win back the Senate. We have to be able to take back the House, obviously, and we have to have a sufficient number of senators to be able to pass it. And so I think that is the work that we're doing, and hopefully we can get it done post-November.
Tom in Los Angeles, you're on the air with Congresswoman Jayapal.
This is Tom from glpages.com. Tom. Congresswoman, this is about messaging, and I was wondering why it is that when we talk about Medicare for all, maybe we should start doing what the Republicans do, except for actually be honest about it, and call it pro-life for all Americans. Start using terminology like that. And also, the Progressive Caucus maybe we should start calling it the FDR caucus. I just wanted to get your feelings on that, because it seems to me like we're missing opportunities where we need to start, you know, educating people where Social Security came from, where Medicare came from. It came from the Democrats. And yeah. I really think that we need to start invoking FDR more, and even have Congress people, when they're running for office, say, I am an FDR Democrat, and this is why, because I believe in Social Security.
Thank you, John.
Yeah, it's a really interesting question. Progressive has been a great label for many people to understand right away where you stand on the spectrum. But of course, we get attacked as progressives. And you might remember, Tom, that during the Build Back Better fight, I always called our agenda the president's agenda rather than a progressive agenda, even though it was a progressive agenda that we fought for and we made happen as the president's agenda. But it allowed us to bring more people in when sometimes people reflexively turn away from the label progressive. So I hear you on FDR. You know, there's always challenges with whatever you bring in and getting it known. So But I take your point. On universal health care, this is something where Medicare for All has been popular, obviously, for years, thanks to Bernie Sanders, and it's my bill in the House. And I think that the reason we've settled on that is because Medicare is a system that so many people know and that so many millions are being added to every year. So we can show very clearly it is able to expand. And with an expanded Medicare system that covers dental, vision, and hearing, and reproductive care, and all the things that we know it doesn't cover right now, it was an easy way to say we're actually already providing this kind of single-payer insurance. It has taken a lot of hits from people because of the name, but I will tell you, it is still remarkably popular across the country. And so this is another one where we're using My Medicare for All PAC and other ways to elect pro-Medicare for All candidates. We just released a Medicare for All calculator that I hope you all will check out, because you can go on it and you can put in how much you pay right now for deductibles, for private insurance premiums, and it will tell you, it will calculate how much you would save under a Medicare for All system. Wow. And so these are some
What's the URL for that?
Out there.
What's the
Let me get it for you.
We'll do it on the other side of this break. We've got a six-minute break here. It's 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with you in 5 or 6 minutes with Representative Pramila Jayapal, the chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
You can find Representative Jayapal's website at jayapal.house.gov. You can tweet her at Rep. Jayapal, J-A-Y-A-P-A-L. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on air.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Michael Cohen's due back on the witness stand tomorrow in the criminal hush money trial of former President Trump. Prosecutors used him to try to link previous testimony evidence to argue Mr. Trump knew and approved of it all. After court, the defendant.
Well, politics is nothing illegal. A lot of people say that. They're all saying that. The only person who won't say it is the judge because it's a rigged deal. He's conflicted.
Explosions broke apart the last big chunk of the collapsed Baltimore Highway Bridge today, uncovering the container ship underneath. Federal coordinator Captain David O'Connell.
They'll be removing water from the ship to make it lighter in preparation for it to be moved in the next couple of days.
Closed for repairs, a runway at Houston's Hobby Airport. Severe damage was done by a lightning bolt. Arriving in Ukraine's capital, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, as a Russian offensive gains ground. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state Supreme Court is expected to rule on whether unstaffed ballot drop boxes will be allowed in Wisconsin this year. 2 years ago, the court's former conservative majority ruled nothing in state law allows for absentee drop boxes anywhere other than local clerks' offices. Justices heard oral arguments Monday. Microsoft's president says the infrastructure in Racine County met for Foxconn played a role in its decision to invest $3 billion in a new AI data center.
No doubt, we are the beneficiaries of that earlier effort. You know, the land that was initially acquired that we're now able to buy, even the electrical infrastructure.
Brad Smith speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front after President Biden's visit last week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm Pete with a 60-second showbiz beat. The Kingdom Rules, the latest installment of the Planet of the Apes franchise called The Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, was number one at the domestic box office this past weekend, taking in almost $59 million. The opening haul is good for third overall so far this year after Dune 2 and Godzilla X Kong. The Fall Guy came in a distant second with a little over $13 million. The critically acclaimed Zendaya film Challengers took third. Rounding out the top five are the low-budget horror film Tarot, which came in fourth place, and the aforementioned Godzilla X Kong. According to Variety, cinema prognosticators are semi-encouraged about the strong opening of The Apes. The box office is still down about 40% from pre-pandemic 2019 and almost 20% from last year. Theater owners and studios are keeping their fingers crossed that the upcoming films Mad Max, Deadpool, and Inside Out 2 will rally the summer box office take. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Scattered clouds here in the overnight as lows tumble into the lower 40s in spots. Northeast winds. On Tuesday, mostly sunny skies. Highs will reach the lower 60s. Winds will be gusty. Sunshine and upper 60s going into your Wednesday. Right now, it's 55.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, executive producer Luke Mathers joins us at 10:33. In hour number two, what would a second Trump term mean for your health care? Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Congress have given to Zach Shrewsbury in that primary there.
You mean for the Senate seat?
Yes.
Yeah. We don't, the CPC PAC doesn't really work on the Senate races as a PAC. We only work on House races. So of course we've all been watching it, and but we're not deeply involved in that race. Tom, I also wanted to give you, we were talking about the Medicare for All calculator, and I got the link.
Okay.
So I want people to check it out. It's such a great tool. It's calculator.passmedicareforall.org. And okay. That will take you to a calculator. You enter all your stuff, and it's all kept confidential, and it will tell you how much you save on Medicare for All. So we just rolled it out this month, actually, and so we're hoping that people will use it and share it and get others to use it, because it's a way to really clearly show how much we would save in dollars and cents, but also, obviously, lives if we had universal health care.
Okay, that's calculator.medicareforall, I'm assuming that's F-O-R,
calculator.passmedicareforall, all spelled out.
Passmedicareforall.org. Got
correct.
It. Okay, thank you. Morris in Long Beach, California, you're on the air with Representative Jayapal.
Hey, you know what, Tom, you know what you and Frederick Douglass both have in common? We're doing a reading on the other side. You make people think. But anyway, that's not why I called. When you did that reading, it made me think of you and Frederick Douglass. You made people think. Congresswoman, President Carter once suggested that the Israeli government was an apartheid government. I'd like to know if you agree with the former president's assessment, number one. And my second part of my question is, do you believe that the Israeli government is guilty of war crimes? And thank you for this platform, Tom. Have a wonderful morning.
Thank you. I have not used the word apartheid in this context for a number of reasons that I can go into, but I think it's a very complicated question, legal question. But I do think that there have been war crimes committed by Israel with the indiscriminate bombing in Gaza. I think there are violations of international humanitarian law that have been committed clearly by the withholding of humanitarian assistance into Gaza. And I think there are violations of domestic policy that have been committed. You may know that the NSM 20, National Security Memorandum 20, report was just released. I think many of us are disappointed because it essentially dodges the question of whether Israel has broken domestic law and international humanitarian law. It clearly says that there is evidence that they have, but then it ducks the question by saying they didn't get enough information from Israel to be able to make that final determination. So I know that has been a disappointing report. It should have made some very clear statements about what has happened and how our money is being used. And I think Israel should be put to the same test as every other country in terms of needing to follow domestic law around the provision, for example, of humanitarian assistance, which clearly is not happening right now.
Ziggy in Oneata, New York. You are on the air with Representative Jayapal.
Congresswoman, I too think that the Democratic messaging needs to become better, and especially on the progressive side. When we say dark money, what we should say instead is corrupt dark money. Use the adjective corrupt. Do kind of like what the Republicans do to us. And if the other side says, well, it's legal, our answer is it wasn't and it shouldn't be. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think it's, I say unaccountable dark money, because I think to me, that's the thing, you know, there should be transparency at a minimum. Now, I back public financing. That's what I think we need to do, is get money out of politics and have public financing so that people can't just pour all this money in. But given the fact that it is pouring in, let's at least have transparency. Let's show where the money is coming from. You know, this dark money PAC in my sister's race that's attacking her, they filed the PAC the day after they would have been required to disclose the donors immediately. Because of the date that they filed, they now only have to disclose the donors the day before the election. That is just wrong. And so to me, it's unaccountable dark money that's coming in. It's coming in from outside to buy a race in Oregon. But this is happening all over the country. I mean, many of my progressive colleagues are facing this. Jamal Bowman in New York, Summer Lee faced it in Pennsylvania. She won. And so we're seeing Ilhan Omar in Minnesota. We're seeing this attack on progressives, as well as in seats that are open, like a race in Maryland where the Progressive Caucus PAC has endorsed Harry Dunn. We're seeing a lot of dark money coming in there as well for one of his opponents. So it is a real problem, and we're doing what we can, but we need campaign finance reform. We need to pass the John Lewis Freedom to Vote Act, which takes a lot of these things on.
Yeah, this is the buying of American politics. But Tina, in San Francisco, you're on the air with Representative Jayapal.
Good morning. I'm actually in Santa Rosa, California. Uh-huh. And my question to you is, I'm asking about H.R. 671, the Social Security Enhancement and Protection Act. Where is it in Congress? Is there any chance you're putting the pass in this Congress?
I didn't hear the number, but is it the Social Security Act, John Larson's 2100?
H.R. 671,
yes.
Is what she said.
I don't know that exact. Well, the bill that we're backing, and I can't remember the name of it, but it's Social Security 2100, and it is a really comprehensive redesign of Social Security in the sense that it fixes some of the problems that we've had in Social Security, like, for example, make sure that the COLA reflects the cost of living in particular places. It expands. It doesn't get rid of the cap on Social Security at the top, but it raises the cap so that more of the wealthiest people are paying their fair share, and provides lots of revenue for us to make the kinds of changes, including for people who are on disabilities and some other really important reforms that expands and protects Social Security. That bill, which the Progressive Caucus has been one of the strongest champions of, actually got to, I think it was 216 co-sponsors when Democrats had the House. And unfortunately, we were not able to get our Democratic leadership to bring it to the floor for a vote. But we do hope that the Senate takes some important votes on protecting and expanding Social Security, to be clear that the Republicans do not want to do that. They want to cut Social Security. And so that's one of our big messages on the campaign trail. But we've got the legislation ready to go, top priority of the Progressive Caucus, in our proposition agenda for 2025, which, Tom, we can talk about as well. I realize I should have said that at the top of the hour when you asked me what I'm thinking about. But that's it's very much part of that.
That's great. Jerry in Kissimmee, Florida, you're on the air with Representative Jayapal.
Yes, good afternoon. You were talking about private equity. And what I don't hear sometimes is that what is going to happen to the country as this money just continues to mushroom and they go around the United States buying up businesses, many cases family-owned businesses, and they have so much capital and are able to put in so many resources that they put all the other businesses out of business. So just as an example, if you're a contractor, maybe you have a contract to pave roads in your community that's a very big city or something, you want to retire, they come in, take over the company, they put all kind of resources in, and they buy you out, you know. But the other companies in your city or locale, they can't compete. And what's going to happen in this country is that all across America, private equity is going to own anything. You won't even be able to start a small business. I mean, if it's a nickel and dime business, they don't care about, I guess. But what is being done from the government to stop that, so that
that doesn't happen to America.
Yeah. Let me take this from a couple of different angles. One, you heard me talk earlier, so I won't go into it again, about some of the transparency requirements and prevention requirements for private equity coming into particular fields like healthcare, for example, which is where we're seeing a lot. You also heard me talk about investigations of private equity in the real estate market, in the housing market. There's an investigation right now DOJ is leading around price fixing by private equity and AI firms in the real estate market. But your bigger question really to me goes to the need to continue to strengthen our antitrust laws. And this is something I was the vice chair of the antitrust subcommittee when Democrats had control of Congress. We started with a 16-month investigation of four big tech companies, including Amazon. And we had, I think, a pretty incredible set of bills, legislation, a package of legislation that passed the Judiciary Committee with bipartisan support. Now, they never made it to the floor because these companies have huge lobbies, and they lobbied our Democratic leadership not to bring them to the floor. We have bipartisan support in the Senate for several of these bills as well. And they do stop the consolidation and the mergers that are happening across the board. I will say that this is the strongest Federal Trade Commission, FTC, that we have ever seen under Lina Khan. She has just been fantastic. She's been challenging these mergers. She's been saying, whether it's drugstores, grocery stores, or big tech, she has been saying, we cannot have the market consolidate so much that there's one player. And sure, maybe they drive down costs at the beginning, but then they control the marketplace and they actually drive costs up for consumers, not to mention that they really make it much worse for workers because other employees, because they have no choices, so they're stuck with potentially low wages, no bargaining power, etc. So the FTC has been aggressively taking on these mergers, and with a lot of success. And so that is certainly one area as well that I think the president has been very committed to and has really been giving a lot of latitude to FTC Commissioner Lina Khan to address this, because you're absolutely right. We're seeing it everywhere. I don't have a single drugstore here in Seattle anymore. I have one that I can go to. It gets further and further away because they've all consolidated. Same with grocery stores. We're seeing it everywhere, and it is a real problem, not just in our big cities, but certainly in our small towns.
Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with more of your calls for Representative Pramila Jayapal, chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. Stay tuned.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901, 800-421-9901, 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about how to get out of credit card debt. It's going to sound so simple, it's silly. Call your credit card company and ask them for a lower interest rate. I mean, they really will do this sometimes. Now, before you call, get your facts together. If you've been doing all the right things, you know, like paying on time every month, tell them that and ask for a lower rate. If you're going through a tough time, like unemployment, tell them your story. In most cases, they'd rather get something from you than nothing. And if they still don't budge, let them know you're thinking about leaving. Mention lower rates you've seen from other credit cards. And finally, if you really don't get anywhere with the first person you talk to, call back and, you know, try talking to somebody else. A 20-minute call could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. For more everyday money help, go to workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the MaxSync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's the red alert, the
right.
Yeah, that was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like
right, yeah, lean left, great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here at a National Progressive Town Hall meeting for Representative Pramila Jayapal, Chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. Shana in Prairie Grove, Arkansas. You are on the air with Representative Jayapal.
I wanted to talk about price gouging or greedflation. I work at a pet food store, and when people want to feed their animals something better than Old Roy, to pay $100 for a big bag of dog food is crazy, and I'd like to know what can be done about this. Thank you.
Thank you, Shana.
Yeah, I mean, Shana, one of the big things we're doing is calling out greedflation, or the president sometimes calls it shrinkflation, where you get a lot less for the same amount of money. And when you look at the studies, you see that actually, for example, on grocery prices, or on oil prices, depending on which you look at, 80 to 100% of the inflation has come from price gouging. And so this is about calling out the corporate actors who are making profits and, you know, at the end of the day, I think making sure the American people understand that is what is happening. Now, we did on prescription drug pricing. We were able to get Medicare to negotiate. We passed legislation that capped the cost of insulin to $35. And so we're going to continue to do that with other drug pricing. That was one of the things we got across in the Inflation Reduction Act that was historic. But on grocery prices, it's a real problem. And again, it's tied to the fact that these producers can do that because there aren't that many people manufacturing some of these products in certain cases, not everything. But the bigger problem is corporate greed. This is all about corporate greed. They don't want to bring prices down for struggling Americans. They want to pad the pockets of the wealthiest CEOs and shareholders and do a bunch of stock buybacks instead of investing in actually producing goods for the American people that people can afford.
Melver in Alexander City, Alabama. You are on the air with Representative Jaipal.
I want to know if the Social Security Expansion Act is good.
Yes, the Social Security 2100, there are a number of different bills, but the one we have endorsed is Social Security 2100. It is excellent. It, as I said, it does a lot of fixes to the problems that we've heard from seniors in terms of lack of access for disability care or cost of living adjustments being sufficient to meet the needs of different geographic areas. And it provides the money to do that and long-term financial security by raising the cap on income so that the wealthiest are at least beginning to pay more of their fair share.
Scott in Seattle, you're on the air with Representative Jaipal.
Representative, first of all, I want to say my wife went to high school with you in Jakarta. She had that big toga party, but anyway, the real reason why I called is to let you know that, or are you aware that the Bob Parsons that's running for governor here in Washington, Republicans have recruited two other guys, random guys named Bob Parsons, just to confuse the voters in this area? Are you
I'm aware of that. Yeah, Scott, say selamat pagi to your wife. I still speak a little Indonesian. Yes, what has happened is Bob Ferguson, who is running for governor, he's our current attorney general, and he is the front runner, Democratic candidate. The Republicans have recruited two other Bob Fergusons to run, and they have filed to confuse voters. Now, it is in our statutes, it is actually a crime to recruit somebody with a name that is the same as a current candidate who has a reputation. And so I don't know exactly, I'm sure that, but I haven't spoken to the real Bob Ferguson, Attorney General Bob Ferguson running for governor. I have endorsed Bob Ferguson for governor, who is the Democratic Attorney General that's running. But I'm sure that his campaign is on it in terms of looking at what options they have to move against these other two Bob Fergusons who were recruited by this Republican.
Remarkable. In our final 15, 20 seconds here, thoughts on the coming week?
Well, you know, we're going to pass the FAA reauthorization this week. This is the airline reauthorization. And the thing I want to call out is that the Progressive Caucus had to stand up and say that we needed the refund provision to be fixed because there was a rule that the Biden administration Department of Transportation put out that said that if your flight is more than 3 hours delayed, you would get an automatic refund because so much of this is, you know, airlines have been, frankly, screwing the customers. And the language in the bill didn't match that. And so we had to do a lot of work behind the scenes, but we got it fixed. This is going to be huge for consumers,
Good
Tom.
On you.
You're going to be able to get your refund automatically if your flight is more than
that
3 hours
great.
Canceled.
Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Tom. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
My experience with Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews is that they are powerful for healthy blood pressure. You know, they feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. I feel like I'm doing something very good for my blood pressure and heart health every day when I take them. Plus, with no pills to swallow, they taste wonderful. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeats is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. New Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced supports healthy CoQ10 levels as well, an important nutrient for heart health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% for a limited time only by going to superbeatsradio.com and using the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superbeatsradio.com, promo code TOM, superbeatsradio.com.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the host of Civic Media's The Maggie Dawn Show, Maggie Dawn, and Bigfoot tracker and enthusiast, Mike Desitel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support.
WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.